Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's not really football season until we get a chance to talk to the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, Clay Hendricks. Entering another awesome season here in the upstate of South Carolina. Got a big game against Clemson coming up late in the season. They will kick things off, well, in just about a week against William & Mary. Coach, good to have you on the phone. Good to talk to you again. It's been a little while. How's the offseason treated you?
All season's been good. The off seasons, I guess the older I get, the faster they go. But it's hard to believe we're back at it, you know, almost a week from kicking it off again. But we've had a good, productive off season. Good August, and we're not quite ready to play, but we're close.
Coach, it's Cole here. Appreciate you hopping on with us. We were talking to Dan Scott last week, I believe, about this year's team in 2025, and I found it really interesting. Dan was talking about the maturation of Trey Hedden, and I would like to hear from your perspective, being his head football coach. Trey Hedden obviously experienced some struggles a season ago in 2024. Obviously fans will look towards 2025 on the field results to see if this team, if Trey's gotten better, but not really on the field. What have you seen as the head coach off the field that really excites you about what Trey can do in 2025?
Well, obviously I think the natural maturation that takes place with just a guy getting a little older. You always want to have guys in your program who really care. Certainly there's the off-season on-the-field stuff you do. There's the weight room, spring practice meetings and such, it's kind of those guys that we say sometimes do more than is expected. And he's kind of one of those kinds of guys. Whether it's on the field or off, he may be the guy I see around here more than anybody else, when it comes to meeting with Coach Roper, our quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, or, just in here watching tape. He just, I think he's a true student of the game. He got thrown into a tough situation a year ago, but he responded just like you want one to respond. He's a talented guy. Because I think that's where it starts. They need some talent. He's got that, and he's changed his body. I don't know if he's lost 20 pounds, but probably close to it. He's a big kid anyway. So had a good August. I'm excited to watch him go play.
Coach, obviously last season didn't go the way that you wanted it, but the 2023 campaign, really good. Obviously, we all know last year that was a real young football team. So how do you tell these guys that are on this 2025 squad, how do you impart it upon them that, hey, this Southern Conference is really gettable? Look what we did in 2023.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like in 2022 we might have even been better, I thought we had really one of the best teams in the country and went deep in the playoffs both years. And, I knew and, lost over 40 seniors, knew there were going to be a lot of challenges. I knew what the schedule was a year ago. And, you know, probably didn't think at the time Trey would probably be the guy starting most of the year. But just really, really young, had a lot of injuries. You know, and there were a lot of things we couldn't control, but the things we did do a very good job of, you know, offensively, was just probably turnovers, negative plays, which I think a lot of those could have been avoided. And then defensively, kind of the same way. You know, you allow a few too many big plays, and, you know, the season gets away from you. And, you know, a ton of guys back. You know, I think in 22 and 23. In 22, I think we played three freshmen. I think in 23, we played two. Last year, we played 17. So, you know, they're not freshmen anymore. So they've been through it. So really good group coming back. I think we got good competition. They're all better. I think we're better everywhere. I don't think it's even close. Now, you got to be able to go carry that to the game. I think we have plugged in. You know, we're not a much of a transfer place. I think we've got three undergrad transfers on our whole team, which is probably the fewest of anybody in America. We have plugged in, you know, had a little more luck with some grad transfer guys to fill needs. And we feel like we've done that. So we feel like we made ourselves better in that regard. And again, just a much more confident, you know, a lot of guys' bodies, you know, have changed. And I think we got a good looking group. So we look better, which helps too. But I'm just hoping just the natural maturation that's taking place will make us better.
Coach, a season ago, 2024, you guys struggled at times to be consistent in the run game. You had a good running back, freshman, all-conference, and Gavin Hall. Talk about what happens during the offseason with you, the coaching staff, Coach Corey Colder, and when you have these new faces. You know, a season ago we talked about the struggles that Furman had. How do you try to get this run game back on track in 2025?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it starts up front, you know, and I spent most of my career coaching that group up there. So, but I actually think they were, I don't know, it was a little bit of a hard thing to figure. You know, we had way too many negative plays, took sacks we probably should have never taken, probably threw it around a little bit too much. I think there was plenty of blame starting with me to spread around. I think the pieces are there. I think it starts at the quarterback position. I feel great about this offensive line group we've got. We have four starters back, and we've plugged in a couple other guys. You know, most of all, the backups from a year ago who were true freshmen return. You know, I think we have two dynamic tight ends. You know, one of them we lost play four of game two last year. The other was a true freshman. And I think the receiving core maybe as talented as one as we've had since I've been around here. I think we just have a lot more speed than I remember us having. So, again, I think the pieces are there, but it's just a matter of, you know, for us, it's creating an identity. I don't think we ever had an identity a year ago because, you know, you'd like to hang your hat on something. We really didn't hang our hat on anything. And then I think just, you know, I mean, the word for the August has been execution. You know, can we execute at a high level, both in the run game and the throw game? I do think we can be a team that you're going to have to deal with both phases of it. And so that's kind of what we've hung our hat on this August.
Coach, you just mentioned identity. Do you feel like that identity each team, each year starts up front?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think I've always thought when the leaders of your team, particularly offensive team with those guys up front, then everything I've ever been a part of. This is year 40 for me doing this as a coach, and when I look back at it, I think, you know, yeah, it's that way. And I think that's a bit where we are right now offensively. So I really like that group. You know, I think there's got 3 fifth-year guys, a fourth-year guy, you know, so it went from being young and a little beat up to now much older. I said all along I thought we've recruited well. We got a lot younger a year ago than I wanted to be. You know, we've historically been a program that we're a developmental program. I've always said we are better teams when we've had older football teams. And there was no way we were going to be older a year ago. But certainly, if we'd just done a few things better, we could have changed the dynamics of the season. I'm not sure how many more games we would have won, but certainly we left some out there that we could have won.
You know, Coach, the transfer portal is what the transfer portal is, and for a lot of schools, it's more exit than incoming. And, you know, you and I, and we've talked about it quite a bit, the academic requirements to get into Furman makes it more challenging to get guys to come into Furman. But, you know, if a guy comes to you and says, hey, Coach, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, trying my ways up at a G5 school or something like that, what's your pitch to try to keep a guy like that around?
Well, you know, we're not immune to it. Certainly, we haven't lost many kids. You know, it's kind of forever changing. I think for us, it's got to always start at the initial recruiter. You know, who are we recruiting? You know, are we recruiting guys that fit here, who value being here? I think do they value the education? I think there's still a lot to be said for that. You know, so if we get those guys, you know, they get a little more invested. I think they do like their teammates. I do that. I think they love our culture, you know, which is, I think still matters to the right kid and the right family. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've had we lost two kids off the 23 team that both graduated and grad transferred. And, you know, those are the guys really, you know, one of them we really didn't have a way to keep him here from a major standpoint. Well, what did they do? They both got drafted. You know, Gene Ashby went to Vanderbilt as a long snapper and got drafted. First guy since, I don't know, 20 years to be drafted as a long snapper. And Micah Robinson was a guy who went to Tulane and got drafted by the Packers. So we've had some really good players. I don't know. I think each case is a little different, depending on what it is they're looking for. I think usually my first question is, what are you looking for? Mm. You know, what are you truly wanting to do? You know, and the other thing that's been kind of interesting to me is how easily other places make it to transfer kids in. Mm. You know, you see these kids have been to 3 and 4 schools, and somehow they get a degree from one of them. I don't know how you can do that, but I know, you know, it's a little more challenging even to transfer a kid in here because of transferable credits. But again, I think it's just trying to find out what's important to him and, you know, keeping the relationship. I think our coaches do a good job relationship-wise with our kids. And, again, it's just, what's important to them. And you'd like to kind of address a lot of that on the front end.
Coach, a season ago, you returned your top three returners at the wide receiver position, including Josh Harris. Talk about what that position group looks like. It's deep. I mean, on paper it is in 2025. You've got 15-plus guys in the wide receiver room. But talk about what that room, what kind of confidence you have in that room going into this season.
Well, I think that group kind of maybe has me more excited just because there's more of those guys, more playmakers, more of the ability to stretch the field. You know, we had some guys returning a year ago. I'm not sure we had a lot of true playmakers. And I think, you know, you look at the group now, we've got some length, we've got some speed. Devin Hester was a young guy that was, you know, got forced into playing as a true freshman a year ago, and he's totally a different guy. We've got a kid, Kieran King, who actually is a grad transfer from East Carolina that had played for our receiver coach at East Carolina when he was there. I don't know, arguably maybe the fastest guy on our team. You know, Ethan Harris now has been in our program 4 years. Jaquise Hamilton's now a guy, I guess, is year three in our program. We got a freshman we're really excited about, a kid named Evan James out of down in Central Florida. And there's just a lot of those guys. I think you get down to – I think you make plays that, you know, give you the ability to get the ball to them in space, and they can do something with it. It's been a while since we've had some guys like that, at least in the years that I've been here. You know, I was gone for about 10 years in there, but we've had a history of good players there, but they've been maybe a little more sporadic. Maybe this is the best collection of guys we've had.
Coach, you look at the William & Mary tribe from last year, and they had a pretty good year up and down. They could score some points. Where are you at in your week one prep against William & Mary? What do you see about them that is going to put up some challenges?
Yeah, we kind of rolled. I mean, obviously, you're looking at people like that year-round, but we rolled a couple of days ago kind of in a little more just, you know, game prep type mode, and we'll go tomorrow and then really get into it on Sunday. But, you know, they were a really, really veteran team, kind of a polar opposite of us a year ago. I think the quarterback maybe was a fifth-year kid, really athletic kid, who hurt it. He got loose a couple of times, and we didn't get him on the ground. Somebody told me, I don't know this, maybe every rushing yard in the game they had a year ago graduated. They had a bunch of rushing yards. Had an offensive tackle that was drafted. You know, so had a veteran group, you know, offensively and defensively. Have lost, again, these days now, you get somebody's roster and you look at who they filled in with guys they picked up. You know, they're a really, really good school. So I'm sure they have some of the same challenges we have, but I know they filled in with some transfer kids. But certainly, you know, we were a bunch of puppies, I felt like, a year ago going up there. And, you know, it's a three-point game with a minute to go in the game, and we had all kinds of opportunities to get it done and just didn't get it done. So I don't know. It should be really a heck of a matchup.
Coach, for those of us who will never get to experience having that headset on, walking out onto the field for the first time to start a season as a head coach, can you describe that feeling for us as you're standing there in the tunnel inside that big inflatable Furman football helmet getting ready to come out onto the field?
You know, I think once you get to the game, you know, sometimes it's almost a relief, you know, because all the work that goes in during the week. You know, the game, there's only going to be so many plays. I think for me, I don't call the plays. You know, I try to stay a little more in tune to you know, I don't know, maybe anticipating the things that are going to happen in the game. You know, decisions, fourth downs, those type things. You know, giving a guy a heads up about going for it, you know, on the fourth. Some certainty, some things we do in the special team. So I don't know. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. I still enjoy it. We still get the butterflies. I think if that goes away, you probably need to quit. And I still get those. And that's a fun part of it. I still enjoy the competition. I enjoy the X and O part. I enjoy making the adjustments, you know, sometimes that you have to make. But it's always fun. You know, everybody's undefeated.
Yeah.
Everybody will be undefeated in that first tunnel, you know, for the whole year. And then it starts changing a little bit. But I'm excited about it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you. You're the best, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you. It's always great being with you guys.
Absolutely. Coach Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. He is fantastic. Be safe out there, Tolos, depending on where you are. Dewey let us know that in Five Forks is pretty bad. We looked out the window during that interview, and I was like, is that a movie happening out there?
Is this the opening scene to Wizard of Oz? What's going on?
What's that on Twisters? Like, that is
which one,
scary
the new one or the old one?
I hadn't seen the new one.
Good, don't. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's just, it's a remake of the first.
It looks rough out there.
You can't mess with Bill Paxton.
Yeah, so Tolos, let us know. Be careful. Be safe. hopefully this stuff gets out of here. You know how these summertime afternoon showers or pop-up thunderstorms are. And hopefully it's out of here by tomorrow, high school football season week zero happening tomorrow on the show. Big news, though, Diesel, previewing tomorrow, of course, we'll start our 4 p.m. weekly interview with Smitty, a Sports Talk Media Network. But we got a press release today, and our good friend Gary Stokin, who we've had on, he is the CEO of Peach Bowl Incorporated, right? We talked to him, what, last month at ACC kickoff. He's retiring.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, he's retiring.
You can't give us one more year? Come on.
So he's retiring, and his Trevor, his assistant, one of his assistants, asked if anybody wanted them on to preview, you know, next weekend's games, including Aflac and things like that, and having them on one more time. So we will have Gary Stokin on the show tomorrow at 3:22. So hopefully it's not the last time we'll ever talk to Gary, but Gary is retiring. Good friend of the show. Shane Diesel says it's monsooning in Tuscaloosa, too.
Oh, man.
That is, by the way, Alabama. Shane Barrett is toe-lowing from Alabama.
There you go.
I mean, can't beat that, man.
That's stay safe down there, Shane, would you?
Diesel, earlier in the show today, you and I had a fantastic conversation with Chapel Fowler. It's our States segment. Every Thursday we'll be joined by either Chapel or Jordan Kay. Chapel covers Clemson. Jordan Kay covers South Carolina. This week it was Chapel Fowler. In case you missed that interview with Chapel, we'll have it for you next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.